Word. Okay, here we go. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Avi Shalitsky. Yeah. I charge for Shadchanus on that one. Good to sit together. Kikare Velecha. We were just singing. You know, when he came in a little, we were just singing. Kikare Velecha Davar Ma'od. Kikare Velecha. What does that even mean? What does it mean to be close? What does it mean to be close? Close to Hashem. To be close to Hashem. Maybe we are close to Hashem. Maybe we're really, really so close to Hashem. I'm not saying that as a maybe. I'm saying we're so close to Hashem. We're so close. Beficha, we're so close to Hashem. We're so close to everything. We're so close to the Torah. We're so close to tshuva. We're so close to each other at the Klal Yisrael. We're so close. We're so close to the to our neshama. We're so close. We are so close. Let's hear. What do you guys say? Let me hear. I'm going to talk. Tonight we're going to talk for the Chevra. Tonight more Rosh Hashanah. We got to talk more and more. Just to talk about how we can get together. How we can make the most of this time. How we can understand things. How we could feel things. How we could talk about things. Yeah, let's hear. What do you guys say?
What does it mean for us? Like when we say we're being mamlech Hashem?
Yeah, to be mamlech, that's a great question. The problem is it's hard because we don't have a demus. We don't really know what malchus, I think they used to say. Go to England. Go see what malchus, there's a, you ever saw the queen? You saw the whole, right? Just to see, there's something. There's an ara. The Gemara says the malchus the ara is a demus of a malchus de rakia. There's a certain. You know, we live in a time. I remember when. Sorry, I'll say it in the Beis Medrash. Sorry, Rabbi Hollander is here. I'm a big Talmud Chacham, a big tzaddik. I'm just going to share with everybody. Like I remember. Maybe I had to go through this so I could share with you guys. I remember when Bill Clinton, right? So I remember Ronald Reagan. My day, there was Jimmy Carter, 70s, and Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan had still a little bit of chashivas. Bill Clinton, I remember when he went on. I remember when MTV came out. Okay, so people know MTV still. So I remember MTV, VH1, those were the channels, the music. I remember they had like a chevra sitting there, and Bill Clinton came to schmooze with the chevra, you know, with the people in MTV. And it was so weird to see the president. I mean, Bill Clinton Stam is like all of them, but, you know. But the tzaddikim, the closer you get, they realize how incredible you are. They are. That's what happens. The tzaddikim, the closer you get, the more holy you realize they are. By the Goyim, they say it's the exact opposite. The closer you get, the more you realize how the guy is a guy. And that's, you know, of course we respect the Goyim, and you have to say, especially now we have Goyim hanging around here more in the dorm. So you have to in their place. You have to always say good morning. You have to give them respect. You have to say thank you. Of course, but to know what a yid, to know what a yid is. So I remember watching Bill Clinton, you know, on MTV talking about stupid things. I'm like, this is the president of the United States. Then when you have the president, when you have a person, we have even Donald Trump, forget about his policies, but just like his vulgar and where he comes from and I'm saying that malchus, to have someone who has to respect somebody, have chashivas, to see a adam gadol lahavdil elef alfei avdalos, to see like I remember the Leif Simcha. I was zoicha to be walking in Geula. The Leif Simcha was the father of the current Ger Rebbe. Leif Simcha was the son of the Imre Emes. He was the second. It was the Beis Yisrael. Leif Simcha was an adam gadol. And I remember I was walking in Geula, in Baseball, right by Kikar Shabbos, and suddenly there was like a wave of hundreds of people running, and there was like crowd. Everyone's like, "What's going on?" He's Leif Simcha, Leif Simcha, and he's driving in a car. He was driving slowly in a car with like hundreds of people. I remember we were like pinned against the wall to see. It was like I felt like the Yira. I felt like here's a person. Here's a tzaddik. Here's a gadol. I don't even know what. I probably didn't think tzaddik gadol. I was just like, whoa. There was like a whoa, like a wave of like whoa, unbelievable, like, you know, boom. It was heavy. It was heavy, and we got like a glimpse of him in the car, like, you know what I mean. It was. So you talk about malchus. Malchus. No. It's funny. Malchus. They say from, and then I want to hear from you guys. They say they went to in the Holocaust. So Yimach Shemam, what would they do? They would take the tzaddik, they would take the Rebbe, they would take the Rosh Hashiva, they would take like the leader, and they would in front of everybody, they would kill him, because it would be very, very, you know, they'd say, yeah, this is your, they say with many Rebbes, they would hide in the camps that they were Rebbe. They say the Kleisenberger Rebbe, like, made sure, like, he didn't want anyone to find, he didn't want them to know that he was the Kleisenberger Rebbe, because then they would love to, you know, kill him in front of everybody, or torture him. I mean, they did anyway. So they say they went to they would call them Wunderrebbes, like a wonder, that's what they called them in German, a Wunderrebbe, a wonder, like a miracle worker. So they came over to a Rebbe once, and they said, How many, you're a Wunder Rebbe, how many servants and chassidim, or whatever they called it in German, are under you? Like, how many, you know, you have thousands of chassidim. So know what he said? He says, I'm a melech on myself. That's what he says. I'm a melech on myself. That's who I'm a melech on. That's who I'm a king. Man malchi. Rabbanan. What does that mean? People think, you know, Rabbi Yashiv. People think the tzaddikim, the Rav Shach. People think the tzaddikim, you know, Lahavu Memchaim L'chaim, you know, Rav Hirsch, Rabbi Shehil Hirsch, Rav Dov Landau, the tzaddikim, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, the Gedolim nowadays. Right? People think that... And okay, they learn a lot of Torah, and they, of course they learn a lot of Torah. That it's more than that. What makes malchus is when you are, melech is someone who's able to control himself. He's able to control himself. They say melech is moyach, lev, kaved. Moyach, lev, kaved. Like that. Your mind... Your Rosh. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. Your Rosh. You have your Seichel, goes over your heart, and your Kaved. What's in your liver? Your Kaved is your liver. What goes through your liver? Blood. Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. Nefesh is Melashin Ratzon. Your Ratzonis, your heart. And it's hard. It's very hard. But when you're Mayach, that's why we have a Yarmulke, by the way. You know that, for real. You know how we have Yarmulke? By the Yavanim, by the Greeks, or back in the day, you see the pictures of like Caesar. I'm sure you guys see from the movies where they have. They shave their head, and they have that stuff around. They shave their head. So why do they shave their head? Why would they shave their head? Why do they have a zero? Shave their head. Why? So this is. I heard this from my Rosh Hashiva, from Rabbi Yeager, used to tell us this. He says because by the Goyim. The highest thing is your head. By us, what do we have? We have a yarmulke on top of our head. A yarei malka, a yarmulke on top of our head. By the goyim, it stops at the seichel. By us, it goes above the seichel. Like your yadayim, it says, vayihi yadav emuna. There's only one part of your body that can go above your head. What is that part of your body that can go above your head? Your hands. And the pasuk says what? Vayihi yadav emuna. 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 Manmalki Rabbanan is the pshat that our seichel, our rosh can connect to something higher than our Seichel is above. Rosh Hashanah, the Malchus of Hashem, is we know that there's someone else running and controlling our life. We know that we have Malchuses when I'm able to take my Seichel, I'm able to control my heart and my passion. But how do I get to that? All of our problems, right? I said this by Ramaylach. You remember I said this by Ramaylach when we were all together in Poland. Mitzvah, we'll go back again this year. Right? I mean, when I don't know what happens when Mashiach comes, if we're going to, I don't know how that works. So I don't know if, how does it work with the Kfarim? They all come to us. So we're not going to go to Poland this year. We'll go to Ramaylach over here. Is that the way it works, Rubzev? Yeah. Rubzev knows. So, okay, good. So good. So we're not going to Poland. But we're going to go to the kever of Ramaylach here at Eretz Yisrael, wherever he's going to come. So when we're by Ramaylach again, Emir Tzishem, the way it works, not yet, that's Tchias HaMeisim. That's afterwards. But what's the pshat? I said, don't tell, and I know it's a line, but this is the key of Rosh Hashanah, and this is the key of life. Don't tell Hashem how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big Hashem is. What does that mean? What it means is everybody's got problems. Hello, everybody's got problems. Everybody. Even, I guess, someone who's dead. I mean, we don't know that yet. We're not dead. But I'm saying, I don't know how that works after 120. But I'm sure you got problems then. You got different problems. Then you can't do anything about your problems. I don't know how that works. I don't know what happens. Now we could do something. So we have a problem. Know what we could do? Know what the first thing we could do in Rosh Hashanah? Is we could say, Hashem, help me, help me, help me with my problems. Help me with my problems. I have crazy taivas. My taivas are nuts. God, have mercy on me. Beg him like a little pauper. Beg him. Say, Hashem, help me. I hate my father. Help me. I'm not talking about myself, but I'm saying if I were Chas V'Shalom, I would say, Hashem, help me love my father. Help me love my mother. Help me love my wife more. Help me love whatever it is. Help me love the Torah. I want to, help me. Help me be rich. Help me have money. Help me, I don't know, whatever it might be. That's Lamala Menaseichel. A guy who's in his passion, a guy who's in his blood, who's in his heart, he's not even by the Seichel, so I don't want to say there's nothing to talk about, but it's like, okay, so go continue eating, you know, it's like the story they say, you know, it's like the story where the guy, one of the tzaddikim saw a guy running to breakfast, and he said, like, the guy, his metzias is a pancake right now, his essence, I heard this from many years ago, like, he is the essence of a pancake. You know what I'm saying? So you're submerged in your stuff. When you're submerged in your stuff, okay. I don't know. We're submerged. Sometimes we get like drunk in our stuff. But we have seichel. We have a piece of us that has that seichel where we have our brain and we're like, I know what I deep down I want to get out of my junk. Deep down, I want to be married. Deep down, I want to stop with my time. I don't know, whatever you say. Whatever we say. Deep down, I wish I was, And when you tap into that, you tap into Hashem, you tap into the Malchus. That's what Malchus of Hashem is. Malchus of Hashem is that Hashem, at the end of the day, can do anything. That's what's crazy. He could do anything. And the older you get, the more you takasih. He, Mamish, could do anything. He could get you married like that. Ask Nachi. He's sitting right next to me. He gets you married like that. On a Purim conversation. Like that. He could get you money like that. I got a text the other day. I almost got a WhatsApp that someone transferred for yeshiva. Like, well, it was like that, transferred. It's like that, transferred like that. It's like that. You gotta wait. There's someone. I'll end off with this, and I want to hear from you guys. There's someone here. I'm sure he'd be okay if I got into it. I think it's fine. There's someone here who three, is there a tissue around someone? There's someone here, if someone could just, yeah. There's someone here who 3 years ago, 3 years ago, I took him around Arab Rosh Hashanah time. I took him myself. I took him, he was struggling with I forgot the word, substances. Thank you. He was struggling with substances 3 years ago. I just was telling Nachi about this. 3 years ago, he was struggling with substances, and I took him around, I think it was around now, Erev Rosh Hashanah, maybe it was Erev Yom Kippur, around this time in the English date, I took him to rehab. He, yesterday, this person took a guy from yeshiva and he helped him out to go to rehab. And he helped him out. And I said to myself, sometimes you have to wait 3 years, but I'm saying, not that I have to wait, but what goes around comes around. We don't always see the Yeshua. Look at it, you guys know Akiva Drazin? Akiva Drazin. Akiva Drazin at Tzaddik, Akiva Yosef. Akiva Yosef, a heavy name, power. Akiva Drazin I've known for 9 years, almost 10 years now. Akiva Drazin is a person, I'm telling you, he's a person who works on himself on a daily basis. How much works on himself on a daily basis? I've known him for 9 years. Since the day I remember sitting up here with you, I think you had your guitar. I remember even back then we had guitars. Back in the day we had guitars. Not like now where it's like, you know, everybody has a guitar. But life, everyone's slow. Guys, you'll get there. I promise you, you'll get there. I promise you, you speak to Rabbi Hollander. Rabbi Hollander didn't get to be the person Rabbi Hollander is overnight. He didn't get there overnight. It doesn't happen like that. It takes time. It takes patience. Okay, people like Rabbi Hollander and the tzaddikim, they make it look, so you look at them, you think they didn't struggle? You think they don't struggle? You don't know the late nights? You don't know what people go through, Rabbi Varon? Serious, you know, people struggle. The guys, people struggle. It takes time. It takes time and patience. You will get there. You will get there, little by slowly. You will get there. I had to wait for 3 years, and then I told Nachi, I said, and then the guy who just went, he'll be back, and he'll be Tio Nachamo. Avi Shalitsky, again, Avi. For those who didn't hear the first time, Avi Shalitsky. Avi, what are you doing here? Avi, if I showed Avi a picture of him right here, 5-6 months ago, showed a picture of him, he wouldn't be here now. He'd run away. He would have ran away already. He knows what I'm talking about. Slowly, slowly. You dig. I remember our first conversation we had here on Matzah Shabbos. First conversation when you came. Had a great schmooze. And you're here. And it's incredible. You can't rush things. Can't rush. The seichel and that can rush things. Malchus means Hashem will get you there. Stick with the win. Pick the winner. You pick Hashem, you can't lose when you're, and it's hard. Okay, let's talk. I'm talking too much. Let me hear from you guys.
He's great. Keep going.
No, I want to hear from you guys. I really do. It's hard. It's hard. How do I say it? What? Ask Nachi. What do you mean Hashem kept like that? Let me ask you a question, Minam. I'll ask now. I'm standing up. Let me ask you a question, Minam.
He's getting aggressive.
Let me ask you a question, Minam. Binyamin Brumer, right? Everyone knows. Yeah. Binyamin Brumer. I'm gonna share. We can do it. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. I'm gonna scare you right now in public. You ready? How hard do you think it is for a girl to fall in love with Binyamin Brumer? Easy. Thank you, Yaakov. Easy. So Binyamin, okay. Now Binyamin's getting nervous. He's like, oh, slow down, bro. I'm not getting married. I'm not saying you're getting married yet. but I'm saying that's what I mean by that. That's what I mean by that. When I went to Shar Yashuv, I was in Ner Yisrael. It's a whole long story. Ner Yisrael. Okay, this is recorded. It's fine. I was in Ner Yisrael. Be careful how I say this. Ner Yisrael was a very, very chashuv place. Shar Yashuv is a very, very chashuv place. But back in the day, it was very chashuv. Now it's even more and more chashuv. I'm saying, but it was like, I know, I can't say it. Pause. Okay. So, what's the thing? And when I walked in there, I was worried about... This is fine. So going from Ner Yisrael, going to Shar Yashuv, a smaller yeshiva, right? Shidduchim, was it? Shidduchim, I'm not sure, whatever it is. It's after Pesach, a short zman. I had my close friends, Yehuda and Shmap, the Ringo's uncles, Yehuda and Shmap, Mamash, my brothers. They were there. Come, you'll have great chavrusa, it's smaller, you'll be close to Rosh Yeshiva. This is all true. It's all true, right? I walk in, what happens? They come over to me. It wasn't that fast. They said, oh, this guy walks in, he's going to marry Rabbi Brazil's daughter. I walk in there, right? And they come over to me and say, I didn't go to the Shidduchim. Come over to me, say, I said, I'm not dating. I was 20 years old. And I didn't have me on my back. I didn't have me doing Binyamin to me. I was like, come on, Yoni, go get married. I walk in there, they mamashki, Rabbi Kurlan, so Zayin Gesund, Rabbi Kurlan the Tzaddik, right, you know, from Eish Kodesh, a big, big tzaddik, big Talmud Chacham. Came over and says, let's go, we got a shidduch for you, Rabbi. How they all care, a shidduch for me. I said, shidduch for me? What's going on? Right?
Rabbi agreed right away?
No, but Hashem, it wasn't up to me. Hashem, and then Hashem saved me. I was zoicha to marry my wife. I was zoicha. So you think we don't know. I listen to my rebbeim. I listen to the people who love me. What's Shalom Friedfertig doing here?
Woo! Yeah.
What Shalom Friedfertig is doing here? Shalom Friedfertig is here. Shalom Friedfertig is here. And I'm saying this behaftacha, with means I'm saying this with not. It's more haftacha is more than confidence. I'm saying this as it. They say that there's between Avram's. I think they say there's between Avram's emuna and Sarah's emuna when he was going to have a child. The Mefarshim, you could tell me who says this, but I remember I heard this many years ago. They say the difference between Avram's emuna and Sarah's emuna was that, and they say it was Avram was a higher madrega, even though Benavu, I think Sarah, they say was bigger. I'm not sure, but they say that when Avram was told that he's going to have a baby, it was like he had a baby now. Sarah had that emuna; she knew what it was going to be, but she didn't feel it like it was going to happen. Right? Then maybe that's one of the pshatim. Right now, it wasn't. She knows it's going to be. Like everyone here knows, you're going to get married. You know you're going to get married. Do you feel now that confidence or whatever? So I'm saying, back to Shalom, I didn't forget. Shalom Fever, I'm not saying like, oh, Mir Tashem, he's going to have a great year. For me, he can't see it like that because he's him. For he himself already, he's already legendary, done, it's over. He's already we chillin'. And why do I know that he's already we chillin'? How do I know that? He knows that I know that. He knows that I know it. And he knows it deep down. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is tapping in. Tapping in to something so big. So big. So humongous. You're tapping in to the Melech Malchei Amlacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who mamish is, it's not like a goy, even a little cat. You know what I love doing sometimes? I love sometimes, like, giving a cat. I had this when we were up, you saw that, when we were up in Tveria. So I had my little hispoidas by dinner, and it was delicious, but I couldn't eat the whole meal. right? And there was a cat like just hanging around. And I took a little bit from my plate and I threw it to the cat. I threw it a little thing. And I saw the cat like, you know, looking around, and then it got its, and I, you know what I said to myself? I said, that cat, it was gonna sound weird, in its way, like davened and needed to have food. And Hashem sent that cat. We're talking about a cat, guys. No, you're saying lechem lechol basar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives sustenance to the mosquito. Hashem gives sustenance to the juke, to the cockroach. Could you imagine what He does for us, for me, for you, for your struggles, that you came here, that you guys are here, that you're here, sitting here, and comes. We're going to go ahead, Rosh Hashanah. Yosef, Yosef, how do we call Rabbi? We should call him Rabbi. Rabbi. Rabbi, stand up for him. Woo! I stand up for him. Yeah. That's Malchus. Yosef is Malchus. That's Malchus. That's Malchus, Akiva. Yosef, that's very good. Yosef was the Melech. That's Malchus. You know what Malchus is? Malchus is when you I don't know how you do it, right? We talk about codependency. It's not for now. Codependency, because what happens is Malchus is when you stand up for yourself. I love Benny Stein. I can't believe I listened to the song like 20 times last night. I want to listen, because he said that one line that is like the whole song. I'm like, the sweet melodies. I'm like, how come I never heard that song before? I'm like, in love, never heard it. It says you got to love your, what does he say? Love yourself.
Death.
Love yourself to death. You know what that means? You know what that means? And I'm willing to give up my pride. I'm willing to go to another yeshiva. I'm willing to go somewhere. For who? For me. I'm willing to go to rehab. I'm embarrassed to go to rehab, but I don't care. I'm gonna go because I'm going for me. Ooh, with the uniform, Shimon. Something about Shimon right now that I'm seeing. I'm like, this is my first time seeing New York. I want to tell you, Shimon Kapelowitz just walked in an army uniform. But I want to tell you what I just sensed as you walked in. And I'm just being honest with what I felt. I felt a Ben Torah walking into the Beis Medrash. I felt, what's he doing in the Beis Medrash? Because Shimon knows. Shimon knows. He walked in like a Ben Torah. He comes from a very chashuva family. Shimon comes from a very chashuva family. I'm just sharing with you. I felt a Ben Torah. You look like a Ben Torah. I know it sounds crazy because you want me to say you look like an army man. You don't need me to say that you look like an army man. You smell like a Ben Torah. That's a compliment. Daniel's here also. Daniel's here. Hey guys, let's hear. Let me hear from you.
You're on a roll.
Wow, it's already 6:31. Yeah, Zach.
Okay, so how am I able to do tshuva for something I don't regret? I just know according to the Torah it's wrong.
Nice.
Okay, that could be more of a question that we can. Great question. The word tshuva is a heavy word. The word regret is a heavy word. And the word, tshuva, regret, and what was the last thing you said? Written in the Torah, Hashem, that's also very heavy. It's like a guy saying, how do I deal with the anxiety and PTSD that I have about all my trauma of the abuse and the war that I went through? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a great question, But if I would go ahead and say, well, you should, dot, 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 it would be a joke. Tshuva, regret, Torah. We could talk about that maybe a little bit tonight, more of those details. But part of what I just told you is part of the answer as well, which is, meaning it's the word, why'd you use the word regret? Because
like I don't feel bad about it.
Right.
Like I don't regret
right.
It.
So what's the big deal then if you don't feel bad about it?
So how do you chew for something that like?
So what's the big deal if you don't feel bad about it? Like what's the big deal?
You can't do chew for it.
So that, who, I don't know, why not? I don't know what tshuva is. What does that mean? Are you doing tshuva right now by sitting here? Is everybody right now here in the process of tshuva right now?
Yes.
Yes. Do you feel good?
Yes.
I feel good too. Maybe we don't really know. There is an element of regret.
That's what tshuva is, no?
No. Right. So that's like the classic... it's like saying, I fear Hashem, I have Yiras Hashem, Hashem's going to punish me. That's what Yiras Hashem is. It's like similar to
it's
that.
It's like a basic...
It's a very elementary understanding of it, right? Tshuva is so beautiful. Tshuva is so sweet. Tshuva is so... Now, are there elements of wishing that I... Or wishing that I wouldn't have done certain things. Yeah, but that's like a separate.
Isn't karatza a big part of it?
Yeah, yeah. So you're talking from your notebooks from back. You're talking karatza, exactly. You're talking.
That's
from
why I don't need notebooks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Correct. Exactly. The classic is is that stuff, and sometimes we have to read. That's why I said we have to relearn it, or I would say we have to learn it.
Sure.
Just learn it. Okay, Yisachar, and then we're gonna wrap up.
Like, what's the main thing? I know it's like a very broad question.
Right.
What's the main thing that we should focus on when preparing for Rosh Hashanah? Like, I hear a million different things.
Right, right.
Right,
so first of all, I'm going to give out a list of things to focus on. You sent it out. Nahi already sent out. There's going to be a printed list of the things to focus on. I think one very important thing to focus on, very important thing, is really just to focus on like not yourself so much, and to focus on like that Hashem can really do anything for you, and He will do anything that you want Him to do for you, and you just really need to tap into your wants so that He can tap in to you with your wants in a certain way. Like Hashem, you're the king, like you're the melech, like You're He's able to do, like, if you want to have a year where you want to learn more, you want to beat certain of your challenges, you want to work on certain relationships, you want to live lamancha, which means for you, Hashem, like
sort of like that. He's just the source of everything.
He's the source of everything. And I'm connected. I'm the melech. I'm the son of the melech. I'm the son coming home to the melech. Coming home. Rosh Hashanah is a celebrating with our father, the king, and saying, okay, dad, I love you and you love me, and how are we gonna make the business better this year? How are we gonna make your business better, the world a better place, my world a better place? Like, let's make this, like, let's smell good. I wanna smell good, and all of us smell good this year. Like, get me a new suit. Dad, my king. Daddy, my king, that's the song?
Tati, my king,
same thing. Let's go, let's sing it, let's go. Tati, my king, Father, I'm pleading,
don't ever let go of me, ever let go of me, Tati, my king, Father. Pick me up, help me stand, don't let go of my hand.
let go of me. Hashem, you're the Melech. Don't let go of me. He's not going to let go of you. We let go of him. He doesn't let go of us. We don't understand it. We're little kids. You know what I mean? We're little kids. So we're like, meh, meh, meh. Like, where's my father? Where's my mother? Like he's right behind you. He's right with you. Like, I mean, okay, you sure you had something? Then we'll wrap up. Oh, I wish it's almost Erev Rosh Hashanah. How blessed.
I want to say how awesome this show was, and I can't speak for everyone else, but I really enjoyed it. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you, guys. Shvi Zocha. And then we didn't even get the first 15, 20 minutes. It was also good. Okay. Avi Shalitsky. There we go.